choice is up to you, my friend. That's a long, but you might awake to a brand new life.
Angela, you look fantastic.
And you look... Is that what you're going to wear?
What? The socks are on? I knew it.
No, I just thought a jacket and tie were required at L'Etoile.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mention it, but I canceled that reservation and made one at the Boar's Head Pub. Ooh.
The Boar's Head Pub for a blind date? No, I chose L'Etoile because of its ambiance.
Well, the Boar's Head Pub is loaded with ambiance. You could throw your peanut shells right on the floor.
Sounds charming. I hope they have spittoons.
Oh, yeah, real ones, brass. Come on now, Angela, now wait a minute. We have to give Lyle and Christy a good example. We got to make believe that we get along.
I sure hope this works. Do you think fixing them up was a good idea?
Are you kidding me? Your cousin, my old buddy. It's in the bag. What's up?
Okay. Just a little nervous about tonight. You know, we've never done anything like this before.
Well, look. If sparks fly, that's terrific. But if they don't, hey, at least we gave romance a shot, eh?
And it's about time, too, after 3 years of heavy breathing. On my part.
You two crazy kids! I want you both to know that you have my approval.
Wait a minute, us?
Oh, you thought we were going out?
No.
Well, I should have known better. Angela, you better not wait too long. You're going to be out of warranty.
Your information, Mother, we're fixing up Tony's friend Lyle with Christy.
Lyle?
Christy?
Oh, wait a minute. What's wrong with Christy?
What's wrong with Lyle?
He's such a fungus.
Fungus?
All this guy ever talks about is sports and medicine.
Well, maybe that's because he's a sports doctor.
What a lame excuse.
Well, you think he's bad? Wait till you see Christy. She's 30 and had 3 dates. That's a date a decade.
A decade?
Mother, how could you insult her like that? She's a member of our family.
Well, so are you, dear.
Guys, it'll work out. You know what they say. Nerds of a feather.
Get out. Now, wait a minute. This is her first date in the 80s?
It's her second date. She didn't have any dates in the 60s.
Oh, great. She's on a roll.
Some people are a little discriminating about the kind of fungus they go out with.
Fungus?
Hey, Doc, how are you? Come on in here.
All right, Angela, I want you to meet Dr. Lyle Evans. MD, PhD, an all-around fun guy.
Fun guy. So I've heard.
So, Lyle, come on, sit down. How was your day? Tell me about it.
Oh, it was a killer. It's the playoffs. I had to repair 4 defensemen and 2 goalies, although the last case was rather interesting. I mean, the player was diagnosed as having a sprained tibia posterior, but after careful examination, I realized what he had was a hairline fracture of the metatarsal.
All right.
Amazing. Oh,
I wonder who that could be.
Hey, look, I heard great things about this gal. This is her decade.
Christy, hi. Come in. You look great.
I do.
Yeah, hi, Christy. I'm Tony. Nice to meet you, and I want you to meet...
Come here. Come here, Doc. I want you to meet Lyle Everett, world-famous jock doc. You get
that? Hi.
Hi.
Oh, are they getting along or what?
I'm sorry I'm late.
Oh, no, you're not late. As a matter of fact, you're a little early.
Oh, my too early. Traffic was light. I'm sorry.
No. It's okay. Look, relax. No problem.
I'm apologizing too much, aren't I? I'm sorry.
Well, okay. Look, hey, we still got some time before we have to leave. So why don't we sit down and have some more laughs, huh?
Tony, maybe we should let Lyle and Christy sit there. It's more conversational.
Oh, yeah, good point. Go right ahead. Sit down. So, Christy, you know, Lyle here is one of the foremost physicians in sports medicine, and he had a very fascinating day. Tell us about it, Lyle.
A guy had a busted foot, and I fixed it.
Isn't this great?
This is fabulous.
Isn't this fun? Good fun, good conversation, and the night's just beginning. Angela?
What are you doing up so early?
Well, I got enough sleep last night on the date.
Oh.
Come on. Wasn't that bad? I saw the way he put his arms around her.
Angela, that was the Heimlich maneuver. She was choking on a mouthful of mutton.
Well, he maneuvered her very tenderly. Tony, if you looked closely, you could see they were really connecting.
What connecting? Are you kidding me? They said three things to each other all night. Hello, goodbye, and I'm choking.
We've got something we can't wait to tell you.
But if this is a bad time, we can come back later.
What? No,
come in! Come in! Okay. Go ahead, Lyle. Tell them.
No, no, go on, you tell them.
Okay. You better tell them.
No, no, you tell them.
Well, hey, why don't you guys flip a coin? No, would you just please tell me?
We're getting married.
Well, whoa! Those are some serious carrots.
Oh, just a couple of ligament operations.
He breaks me up.
I knew it! I knew it! I just knew I was right!
Gosh, you guys really move fast here. Oh, come on, sit down. Tell me about it. What happened, Doc?
Oh, something wonderful. Something magical. She sprained her ankle.
Oh, was that when you tripped on the spittoon?
No, not that time. In the cab ride home, my foot got tangled up in the seatbelt.
Sounds like kismet.
No, kismet was 3 hours later when her ankle swelled and she called me.
And he made a house call.
Well, then what'd you do, buddy?
Well, I applied a cold compress, and then I elevated her leg.
No, Lyle. I mean, between you and Christy, what happened?
Oh, we just started talking and laughing, and we stayed up all night. We got to know each other, and she's a great school teacher. She's got finger painting anecdotes that'll slay ya.
Oh, Lyle.
Well, oh, gosh, congratulations!
Welcome to the family, cousin.
Oh, I knew deep down inside, I knew this would work out. Well, very deep down, I had a feeling, right?
All right, here we go now. Smile, dear.
I am smiling.
You are a lovely bride.
Thank you.
Mother?
Oh, yeah, ditto.
So, dear, do you have any questions for your Aunt Mona about what happens after the wedding?
Oh, no, no questions. Lyle and I have a book.
Oh, good. Does it have pop-up pictures?
Whoa!
A minute 30 and he gets nailed?
Oh.
What's gonna happen now?
Oh, I think it's gonna be a mad rush to the bathroom. It's a commercial. Thank God.
Well, here is the official photographer, ready to preserve all of those precious memories.
You want a picture of me and my best man?
No, later. Here, take a picture of me and my hockey players. Jean-Claude and Pierre, ooh la la.
All right, say Brie.
Brie.
Thank you.
Hey, are they allowed to break their sticks on the other one's head?
Whoa. Hey, it's back on.
Oh, okay, everyone, the bride is ready. It's time to begin.
as I was saying, the bride is ready. It's time to begin.
Maybe she's right.
Hey, how can we start? The organist isn't even here yet.
Ha! Hi, I'm the organist.
Good, you're just in time.
I know, there's 38 seconds left.
Okay, everybody take your places.
Well, personally, I'm comfortable right here.
All right, Ed, it's over. It's over in four. In three, two... Oh, no, they scored!
Fuck, Mom.
I don't believe this.
Oh, what a game!
You won't believe this. Your wedding is being delayed because of a hockey game.
Oh, Lyle loves hockey. It's okay.
No, it is not okay.
Well, he is giving up the Rangers game at the Garden tonight.
This is the most important day of your life.
Well, that's true.
It should not be put on a back burner because of some Neanderthal sport that's played with a puck and a stick.
I never thought of it that way.
Well, think about it.
If you want me to.
Christy, Lyle is taking you for granted. You have got to stand up for your needs. Sudden death is no way to start a marriage.
Maybe you're right.
Of course I'm right. This is your wedding day. Men know how to take the romance out of everything, and we let them get away with it.
Why do we do that?
I don't know.
Well, we shouldn't.
Good girl. Christy, where are you going?
To give Lyle a piece of my mind.
Now? No, you do that after the wedding. You call that a body check?
Well, it's not my way of doing it.
Would you stop?
Christy.
Oh, hey, that's a high stick, Rev. Did you see that? It has a bum.
Lyle, I'm ready to get married now.
Me too, sweetheart, me too.
Lyle, I'm ready to get married right now.
Oh, okay, sweetheart.
Oh, McPhee! McPhee can really skate.
What? Lyle, you're ignoring my needs. Sudden death is no way to start a marriage.
Honey, can we just wait till this is over? Come on.
It's over.
Christy, it's just a little delay. Don't do anything you're going to regret.
Angela, he's putting the most important day of my life on the back burner for this Neanderthal sport. Goodbye. And thank you for a lovely afternoon.
Well, that wraps that up.
Poor guy. Hope he's all right. Looked so depressed when he left.
You ain't kidding. He wouldn't even stay for the post-game show. Gee.
Maybe he really wasn't meant for marriage after all. Mm-hmm.
I guess maybe it runs in his family. You know, his mother wasn't married either.
Wait a minute. If she wasn't married, then where'd he come from?
St. Louis.
Oh.
I just can't get over it. I mean, one minute, Christy was a shrinking violet. The next minute, she was Sigourney Weaver.
Yeah, I know. It's really weird. When I left her alone upstairs there with Angela, she just seemed...
Should have known.
I tried to light a fire under her. I didn't think she'd explode.
Well, you can thank your lucky stars my sister is dead. Otherwise, you'd have a lot of explaining to do.
What's that supposed to mean?
Nothing.
What did you say?
Nothing. But now that you mentioned it, Angela, I would be remiss if I didn't say that I'm a bit disappointed in you.
You're disappointed in me?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, well, for someone who loves romance so much, you certainly clubbed it to death.
Me? I'm the one who planned this entire wedding. And I was looking forward to a beautiful day where we could share the joy of sending two people off in a wonderful life together. And what happened?
What happened? I'll tell you what happened. You tore them asunder.
Tony, if anyone tore them asunder. It was you and that dumb hockey game.
Tom.
Tony, I hope you don't take this the wrong way, but you have become totally insensitive.
Well, how can I take that the wrong way?
All I know is you've changed. You're not the same man who used to bring home flowers. Not for me, for the house.
Well, that was back in the days when you were much more considerate. Like, you'd be late and you'd call me. I mean, 20 minutes is nothing to you, but it means a lot to a roast.
Well, when was the last time you baked me chocolate chip cookies with walnuts? You know they're my favorites.
I make them all the time. You just eat too fast to notice.
Well, how would you know? You're always running off to some athletic event or some parents' association meeting.
And what about you? With all the work you bring home, I mean, you hardly have any time left to talk to me.
Well, excuse me for being a professional.
Well, excuse me for being responsible.
You're excused.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, look what I found. Did I come in a bad time?
Yes.
I can come back later.
No. Come in, Christine.
I have to talk to Lyle.
Well, you could if he was here.
Oh, no. He left? I love that man. I have to tell him, I've got to tell him fast, otherwise he's liable to find another woman.
I think you've got a few minutes.
Hey, Gary!
I didn't know that hockey was so musical. It's like the Ice Capades.
Oh, yeah. You see that person out there with no teeth? That's Dorothy Hamill.
There he is. Excuse me.
No, wait a minute, Angela. Wait a minute, pal. You know what happened last time you tried to help? Please, let me handle this. You stay right here. Excuse me. Sorry, hey, Lyle, what did he say? Oh, I'm sorry. There's no more empty seats.
Oh, here's one.
Lyle, I think we have to have a talk.
Yeah, now look, Lyle, listen to her, because this could be the most important conversation in your whole life. By the way, what's the score?
Rangers 3-1.
All right, Rangers!
Lyle, I'm sorry I walked out on you.
You're sorry?
No.
I'm sorry.
You're sorry?
Look, you're both sorry, okay? Hey, Angela, could you shift your weight just a little bit, please?
Sorry.
I really appreciate you coming down here. I mean, and everything.
Oh, my pleasure. Can we get married now?
I don't know, Christy. I've been thinking I think maybe it's better that the wedding is off. I mean, I'm an insensitive sports junkie. You can do a lot there.
Believe me, I can't.
I don't know. I've been alone all these years. Maybe I should stay this way.
No. Alone is bad. Together is good. Angela, could you give me a little room here?
Oh, what Tony is trying to say is that living under the same roof with someone special just makes life better. Well, not always. I mean, sometimes you have a fight, but then you wake up in the morning and they're there for you.
Yeah.
Oh, unless they left early. But maybe they left you a note on the refrigerator. But even if they didn't, it
would
doesn't
you please bottom line this, Angela?
Alone is bad. Together is good.
Are you just saying that?
No. I mean it.
Yeah, we both mean it.
Maybe we should leave them alone. Oh, unless, of course, you want to watch the hockey game.
No. I can do that anytime. Let's go read the book.
Hey. All right, pal, bye.
Excuse us.
Discussing things like that would
make a big deal out of nothing.
Tony, what lovely flowers. Are they for the house?
Oh, I know how the house likes flowers. And by the way, Angela, it's very considerate of you to call when you're going to be late, but it's not necessary when you're going to be 4 minutes late.
Well, 4 minutes can mean a lot to a roast.
What is this, June and Ward Cleaver?
No, Mona. We're just trying to be a little bit more sensitive to each other's needs.
And not take one another for granted. You know, Mother, it wouldn't hurt if you took other people's feelings into consideration once in a while.
Why?
Ah! Huh?
You made these for Angela? Oh, thank you.
Stay tuned for a show filled with sibling rivalry, love triangles, divorcees, and dashing airline pilots. Cheesy primetime drama? No, modern classic sitcom. Wings is next, right here on Nick at Night.